Good morning, Scott Morrison.
G'day, Tom. G'day, Sam Marie.
Thank you so much for joining us again. Surprise joining to the show as well. Didn't know that you were going to be in Melbourne.
Yeah, no, I've been here for a couple of days. I signed the Geelong City deal with the Premier yesterday. We announced that on Monday, as you probably saw in the Addy. And we put an extra $30 million into that deal, which is, I think, is going to be great for all along the Southern Coast. And not just obviously for Geelong, but right throughout that southern region.
Fantastic. We're very excited about it. I wanted to ask you, though, this morning there's been a lot of talk about the minimum wage and unions pushing for a $43 a week increase for those at the very bottom on the very minimum wage. Now, Labor is saying that that is doable, whereas you guys are saying that that won't create jobs. In fact, that'll cost people jobs.
Well, you know, of course I want Australians to earn more and I want them to keep more of what they earn. That's why I'm always reducing their taxes. But businesses have to be able to continue to operate. And I think what Labor is doing here is small businesses have said, because they're the ones who'll have to pay this. They'll have to decide who stays and who goes. I mean, the money just doesn't fall from the sky. And I think people who work for these businesses also understand that. What I'm concerned about is the people who are going to be affected by this are those who are looking for the extra overtime hours, those who are often working casual, young people. They're the ones who won't get the shifts or won't get the work at all. I mean, small and family businesses are doing it really tough. This morning I've been out at the Melbourne markets there at Epping and talked to a lot of family businesses there that have been running for generations. They're saying, well, you know, where's the money supposed to come from, Bill? How do we do this? There's a money tree somewhere that he seems to know about and the rest of us don't. So, I mean, he's just not thinking through the consequences of his policies. And at the moment, he can't even explain that policy, how he's actually going to do it. So, I mean, it's a pretty serious issue. And I think for a lot of young people out there who are working at cafes or working casual hours and things like that, they'll be the first to get it. And I just think that's wrong.
I'm sure people are going to be chatting about this for some time now. Things are changing every single day in politics. So forgive me for backtracking here a couple of days, Prime Minister. But I want to give you the opportunity to maybe just clear the air in regards to what happened on International Women's Day, because I would like to believe that our Prime Minister isn't trying to hold back women on a day where we were meant to celebrate women. But you said we want to see women rise, but we don't want to see women rise only on the basis of others doing worse.
I could have explained that better. I totally accept that. But what I was simply trying to say is that I want all Australians to support the advancement of women. That's what I want. I mean, I've got two daughters. I want the best for them. I don't want them to be held back by anybody. But I think the best way for us to achieve this is to not pursue it as a women versus men, boys versus girls sort of agenda. It should be all of us trying to remove the obstacles and barriers for women to advance and succeed in Australia. And look, the good news is that more than half of the jobs that have been created over the last 5 years, the 250,000 jobs since our government's been in place, have been for women. 50% of the candidates that have been selected for the Liberal Party and the CLP since I became leader have been women.
Yeah.
I have the highest number of women in cabinet of any government in our history, and half of the Senate teams that are going to this election for my party are led by women. So that's how I've started as leader. That's how I intend to continue. Now, people are going to try and twist my words and use them to try and get them to say something that I didn't intend or mean. Yeah, I mean, that's happened in politics, been around a long time. But that's what I'm trying to say. I just want all Australians to get behind this. And I don't want it to be pursued as a you know, putting Australian against Australian. We should all be supporting, and I believe we do. And but ironically, the way people tried to interpret it was to, you know, do exactly that, conflate conflict, which wasn't there.
So maybe just syntax let you down on that day for International Women's
Day.
Yeah,
look, you know, the odd word goes, you know, but I appreciate the opportunity that you've given me to set that out.
Okay, Prime Minister, we know you're very busy. You've got a big day ahead of you. So we'd like you to, we'll let you go in a sec, but we'd like you to do one thing for us. We've got election coming up. You are going head to head with Bill Shorten. You obviously back yourself to be able to beat him in an election, but we want to know, are there a few other things that you back yourself in being able to beat him at?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you through, we'll take you through a list of things and you just tell us yes or no. Could you beat Bill Shorten at these things? All right.
Yeah, you go.
Here we go. Table tennis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Naming all the planets in the solar system.
Sorry, I missed it. I couldn't hear you.
Naming all the planets in the solar system.
Oh, I reckon we'd come about even on that.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. What about a chili eating competition?
It'd be fun to have one.
Yeah.
I hope your digestive system would hold up. Who do you reckon would be better in a game of Uno?
Oh, no, I play that with my girls all the time. He'd be done.
Okay, good. Okay. Tell us, Scott Morrison, could you beat Bill Shorten in a three-legged race?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah. Okay. I went to enough church fates when I was a kid to, you know, do that at Olympic level.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Very good.
Okay. Well, yeah. If you think you're good at an Olympic...
It should be an Olympic sport, by the way. Yeah. I'm going to start a movement for that as well. Yeah.
You can get the petition rolling on that one. We could be the three-legged team together. Really, the three of us. Yeah. Tom's pretty agile. He's great.
Mm. Yeah.
Speaking of agility, what about a dance battle? Do you think you're any good at that?
A dance fight?
Yeah.
An 80s dance fight?
Yeah. Break dancing.
Like with moonwalking and
yeah. Maybe like and some all of that. MC or something,
We're both the same age, so, you know, look, I suspect we would have our favourite tunes on both of those, maybe. Okay. But I think that's something we'd probably leave till after politics, I think.
What I'm hearing is if you're the same age, that means both your cartilage is probably deteriorating at the same level.
Yeah, that's true. I tend to use, for my exercise, I do swimming these days because it's a little easier on the joints.
Yeah, nice.
All right, finally, Scott Morrison, do you back yourself? Do you think you would be better than Bill Shorten at making the sound of a racing car with your mouth?
How's that going?
We have a winner! Well done. Thank you very much for having a chat to us this morning. Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
Good on you, go well. Cheers.